All right, we're on the record for some after talk.
After talk, after talk. Oh. We're on the record for some after talk.
Huh.
It's the song that I wrote to get us on the record for some after talk.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for
Poker Face is so good.
Poker Face.
Like.
Yeah.
I love it because it lays everything out so simply. It's like they're daring me to try too hard. I don't know. What? It's great.
I wonder how much of it is it kind of tickling that familiarity format itch of like, you grew up watching shows that were like this all the time. What if one was really good at it? You know, and it's like, oh yeah, I know this format, so it keeps me from expecting too much, but they do it really well. They do it with modern production values and stars I know and all of this. Whereas just going and watching an old 80s one like we've been doing with Miami Vice has its own joys, but things are dated. This is that format, but not dated.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it. How much of me being utterly infatuated with Natasha Lyonne is about her past, what I'm seeing now, or the potential for her future? Because like, she's really something.
Oh, you, totally. Right.
You're asking us what your opinion is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, let me tell
you.
It's a rhetorical question.
Isn't this why I pay for therapy? Come on, guys.
Paying you by the hour.
I am having trouble with the show.
Yeah?
I don't love the thing that they're doing with this, how they set up these episodes. I just watched, I want to say it was episode 3 or
actually a couple episodes behind, so.
I'm behind. The radio and the barbecue guy one.
Yeah, I watched that one.
I think it's a good story, but I don't like spending the first act. I liked that first act, but I didn't like that being the second episode in a row where they just jump back in time. They don't have any sort of like indication of it. And
but that's the format.
And I don't like that format.
Because you always know like she's going to show up. So you're like, ooh, how is she going to fit in this?
I don't like that format.
If you don't like the...
Yeah, yeah.
And some shows will do it by changing the color palette for the past, present, and super... current, present, or whatever. They straight up don't do that. You'll see somebody get killed in the face, and then the next scene will be like, anyway, here I am alive,
and that really
it'll be on you to figure out, oh, we must be in the past, because I just watch that dude get killed in the face.
That just really frustrates me, because I like murder mysteries, and I think it's really a bummer to lose all of that in pretty much
that partially answers my question, because I'm so familiar with that being the format for so many 70s and 80s TV shows that I immediately caught into it, and I'm like, oh, they're doing that thing. Well, I know he was dead, and so because I am thinking that way, I'm not thinking like, oh, but some shows do that and it's an alternate thing, or secretly wasn't dead. I'm like, no, not this show. He's dead. Now we're just moving.
To be honest, from what I've heard from both of you, I would be more on Bryce's side in that I would appreciate a slight stylistic nod, whether it's a slightly more blue-green palette.
It's bad writing.
I don't think it's bad writing.
It's a bad script.
You're a bad watcher.
Well, that's true too.
It does feel like something where it's meant for people who watch TV and don't do anything else. And none of us do that anymore.
It is definitely meant for people who, there is an episode that maybe you've already seen, I don't know, where there's a group of old ladies called the Fletchers who do nothing but watch murder mysteries. And it's a little hat tip to the fact that it's like, if you know the murder mystery genre, then you're going to be better at this game than most.
Right. But I don't think, my frustration is that there's not a mystery. at least that there hasn't.
Well, the mystery is how did they do it, right? This is the classic, you know, locked room mystery.
At least in that last episode, it literally isn't. You see, you watch him do it, and you watch exactly how he does it.
Well, and okay, I guess you're right. In that case, it's how is she going to catch him?
Which is really uninteresting to me. I think she's a bad character. Like I think she's like Natasha Lyonne's great. I think that type of persona is fine, but I think it's telling that there's not like an opening to the show ever, because I don't think that there's like a great strong character under there. She's a drunken vagrant. Okay. Oh.
There are.
And she's got a superpower. Oh.
I get it. Bryce doesn't like it.
No. And
I like it.
Well, no,
it's just,
he doesn't
like it.
There's nothing wrong with that. He definitely doesn't like it.
There are just things I just solidly don't like about it. But I also watch it.
Sometimes the mystery. So there are two things.
You don't have to try to win me over.
No. This is me trying to figure out why I like it. Why I like it is I don't know who's going to die. I don't know who's going to do it.
Oh, just wait.
And
five minutes.
I don't know how justice is going to show up. All three of those are mutable, and they come about in different forms. Without getting into specifics, like there's one where it's like I can't even tell who the bad guy is. I can't even tell what the crime is, and then I'm like, well, how do you get justice in this kind of crime? And instead, it's not a legal type of justice. It's just it's a literal hex, and it's amazing.
My dislike of the show is not a personal thing against you. You don't have to defend.
No. I'm not feeling defensive.
Okay.
But I do want to. What I want to do is figure out the words to share what it is I'm experiencing.
Because I'm with you, Brian. Because there's a type of mystery at play that I would like to be able to describe.
It's a puzzle.
And be able to say, like, these are the things that I'm looking for. And Bryce is saying, yeah, I don't care about those things. And then that's why you don't enjoy it. That would make sense. But I don't know how to put words to that. But puzzles are really good.
How committed are you guys to the show? Because I might be able to.
Low.
Okay. Low.
Loose.
Tom?
Loosely.
Okay. Then I'm going to ruin an episode. Everybody turn this off if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I see. I thought you were asking whether I was going to finish watching it.
Yeah, okay.
I would prefer not to know things like about future episodes I haven't watched.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
And you spoiling something is not going to make me like it more. I'm going to tell you that now.
Okay. Let me make up a new story.
There's a rabbit.
It's called Smoker Face.
Well, yeah. What I like about this show, first of all, Natasha Lyonne, amazing. Second of all, the hard set of rules, like they never break from like there's one magic power she has, and you could take that as
truth. Okay. By the way, first episode did not love that either. I did not love her like going and saying bullshit every time. Didn't love that, and it made me think: is she going to do this the whole show?
She will.
Love that.
She doesn't overuse it, in my opinion.
That first episode.
She definitely does it every episode.
There's one great moment when a character who is not Natasha Lyonne hears somebody say something and uses Natasha Lyonne's trademark phrase, bullshit. It was great.
It sounds like you loved that.
I did. And,
Okay. It's the puzzle, though. I think it's the puzzle aspect where it's like, oh, yeah, I may know how he did it and who the murderer is, but I don't know how everything fits together. I want to see all the pieces. And how is she going to serve that justice that isn't always justice in the legal sense?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that she's not a cop.
Yeah. And so she's able to deliver justice in ways that a police person wouldn't.
Hmm.
I there are words I want to say that I will not say because I've been told to not spoil
Yeah, I mean, if there's some, I mean, you're welcome. Yeah, that continues to be what I would like, is to not be spoiled.
Okay.
Unless you have any.
I can't.
Okay. Well, this is a great conversation you started.
I can say this much.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect Shakespeare from a campfire ghost story. Mm-hmm. And so when I don't get that, I don't feel robbed of anything.
Sure.
And who did
but
that?
I do know the rules of a campfire ghost story. And it is awesome to watch somebody tell a campfire ghost story knowing what the rules of that kind of story are. And it's awesome that brief moment when you think to yourself, well, I know the rules of this kind of story. How are they possibly going to fit everything in? That brief moment of not knowing, oh, chef's kiss. So good. It's so good. It's great.
Yeah. And there are people who don't like ghost stories and don't appreciate that part, that won't appreciate that part of the aspect, right? And that's, you know.
Correct.
Yeah. There are people who don't like s'mores, and I don't understand those people.
Well, yep.
That's a different part of a campfire.
They probably don't like chocolate.
There are people allergic to marshmallows, and those people I understand.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Well, now you're literally describing plot devices used in future episodes. So I'm going to shut up.
I was just picking like random camping metaphors.
Tom, what are the odds? So have you ever seen a movie that you love so much that you went and read the book?
Yes.
What are the odds of The Last of Us being the type of show
okay
that you like enough to
I
go
am
back?
I'm not reading the novelization of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, Brian.
Okay. Can you just finally admit in public that it's bad and I shouldn't have seen it?
No, because I liked it. Why would I change my opinion of something that I enjoyed?
For the same reason that I pretended to have seen it.
To your point with The Last of Us, it has definitely got me thinking about like, maybe I should play that game finally. And that kind of was one of the reasons when I heard the show was coming out where I'm like, well, maybe I should wait until I've seen the show and then play the game, because I'd put off playing the game for so long. So yeah, it is only making me more interested in playing the game.
I think they've said that sales are way up for the game.
Yeah, like 5X or something.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't help that they are remaking and remastering them again. And the sequel came out last
year. Only making Ellie look more like Bella Ramsey.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh.
I don't know that they're... I know they did some of that in like Marvel Spider-Man, but I don't know that they did that. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Can I play the unmastered version?
Yeah, if you got a PS3.
I mean,
I don't.
To be honest, highly recommend anybody just watch a 6-hour playthrough of the game.
Yeah, right. Well, you could just do that and see the original.
My question about that is like, that's just the show. Like that was an article I saw. Maybe it was The Verge.
That's like watching the anime of something that was a manga and then an anime and then a live action. So, yeah.
You know, they're hewing so close to the game and they're leaning on, you know, some of those big dramatic scenes. That's probably not far. I think even in that article, they were like, yeah, there's like a 3 million hit video out there. That's just like all the cutscenes. They said it in journalism speak, but
yeah.
But that's a really fascinating part of this media rollout, is that the story's already been told 3 times and it's online and everyone is allowed to stream the game for free.
Yeah. I don't doubt that when people have beef with what they're seeing on HBO, but what I do wonder is, what do you want instead? Do you want it more close to the video game, or
well, what beef
farther from the video game? I'm specifically Justin Robert Young. Like
don't call him. Don't. Yeah. Ay, caramba.
Speaking of beef, we are having beef for dinner, and I would like to go eat it pretty soon.
Go get your beef.
So,
well, I'm glad you brought that up because in about 45 minutes, I think you're going to get that beef.
45 minutes? Why is it? I think it's almost
done. Better wait. You better be ready to wait.
Okay. Well,
where's the beef?
Where's my beef?
No, I'll like,
where's my beef?
Kill it. Kill it. All right. We're done.
I finally killed it. Thanks, everyone. Sorry about that. I'm the murderer.
Oh, damn. The mystery.
The cordyceps of cord killers.
Natasha Leon says it's bullshit.